It's Labor Day weekend, you know, and it starts, wow, holy smoke. Labor Day weekend begins at the Tone.
Thank you, Lord. The most merciful.
I'm telling you, I'm having a run of great luck lately. You know when you're on a roll, knock on wood, you know it's going to turn its back on you eventually.
You're having the run.
She's having a run of good luck. That's right, Roy.
Yes, Roy. I'm having great luck, if you don't mind me saying so.
At the run.
And tell me this, you know, I could talk china and crystal and silver all day long. I mean, that is one of my passions. I just am a freak for it.
Yeah, really, what would you be if you were a man who sold china?
I'd be a china man.
Okay.
There
How
you
feeling?
Go.
You're still shaking?
I'm absolutely quivering. I am quivering.
Huh.
I don't know if I'm excited about something. Or overstimulated with caffeine.
You don't know. You don't know what's causing this?
Maybe it's some sort of a panic attack.
You don't read yourself well.
Mm-mm.
So you don't know the difference between a screaming panic attack and excited about something.
No, I could burst into tears. You know,
If
that happens, then it's best just to steer clear of me for a while.
Oh, you don't have to tell Johnny. I'll be hitting the high road. I see those teardrops. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Have you ever just something touches you at a moment and you start to cry?
No.
Have you ever been touched by anything?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself ever, you know...
What am I under psychiatric examination?
For the moment.
Okay,
I'm just trying to get
ahead.
To
well,
know
continue,
you.
No,
I mean, we don't
fine.
Talk
continue
out away from
here.
Work. Why not talk,
no,
you know,
that's fine.
On the
go
air?
Ahead. Sure,
We're
let's,
all
yeah,
friends.
We'll go back through my childhood. Yes,
no,
doctor.
I don't want to know that. I've pretty much determined what that... whole thing was like.
You know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But I'm just wondering if you ever find yourself overwhelmed with melancholy or anything like that.
Have been, sure.
And does it bring tears to your eyes?
Not at this particular moment.
I think you've seen me cry 2 or 3 times in 18 years. Does that trouble you? Does it bother you if I cry?
No, go right ahead. How long do you think it will be? Let me give you some space. You think you'll be through by Tuesday?
There's a drop right there.
I guess some of the cops in the L.A. Police Department came out and they declared themselves to be out of the closet and were wondering what would happen if the police chief in Los Angeles does. Hello, who are you?
Howdy.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Is this,
Hola.
Is this Peter Puffer?
People think I'm Peter Puffer.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. I sound like him, but I am one... Testico, Turloco, El de la Paz, Autismo.
Yeah,
can you say that again? I missed the middle of it.
Filling in for Robertino, and if the police chief were gay in L.A., what?
The officers will tell the criminals they've apprehended they have the right to remain fabulous.
Oh.
Got that. What else you have there?
A mandatory life sentence for anyone robbing a florist.
Yeah, I get that.
Pepper spray replaced by cans.
Try that one again. I couldn't understand a word.
Yeah.
The German shepherds are out. The poodle dogs are in.
Oh, the French poodle. Yes, yes.
I don't think
course.
We need to explain that, do
I
we,
Otismo?
Well, the cops tell the bad guys they have the right to reach around.
Oh, reach around.
Oh.
What?
What's that?
Explain that.
I'm going to open a guy's sack from the back.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I see.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm disconnected. Thank you, Otismo.
There's our little friend, Juan Testico, Turloco, El de la Paz, Otismo, de la Kenmore, as I understand, but I'm not good with names.
Mm-mm.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
You're a dirt burger.
Oh, I am?
Yes, you are.
I'm the chef?
At the Dirt Burger Drive-In.
Chef at the Dirt Burger Cafe?
Yes, you are.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
When you want the inside scoop on the Seattle Seahawks from Brock Huard.
I don't know that much about your sport. I mean, I know that you're bonking into each other top speed.
Only one radio show gets you real answers to important questions.
Do you prefer Tide or Era to get the grass stains out of your football slacks?
Ooh. The relentless Robin and Maynard interview blitz is on.
Do you really think that you guys need those little crisscross ties in the front of your pants when clearly these days you could use elastic?
Robin Erickson.
A girl with a body like a volcano and a terrible longing for love.
Wow. I'm looking for a Holmgren kind of love. You know, one of those big, thick waistbands and those blue polyester slacks.
And John Maynard.
So who's starting this weekend?
I don't know. We'll just kind of take it day by day and
I wish someday you guys would take it 3 days at a time.
Okay.
Robin and Maynard.